final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. In just a couple of moments, we'll be talking about the Vagina Monologues in a production at Southern Oregon University. That'll be our next segment. As we get into the interview, first, let's hear the creator, Eve Ensler, with part of one of the key monologues.
At first, women were a little shy, a little reluctant to talk. But once they got going, you couldn't stop them. Women love to talk about their vaginas. They do. They really do. Mainly because no one's ever asked them before. Let's just start with the word vagina. Vagina. It sounds like an infection at best. Maybe a medical instrument. Hurry, nurse, bring me the vagina. 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 It doesn't matter how many times you say the word, it never sounds like a word you want to say. It's a completely ridiculous, totally unsexy word. If you use it during sex, trying to be politically correct, you kill the act right there. I'm worried what we call it and don't call it. In Great Neck, New York, they call it a pussycat. A woman told me there her mother used to tell her, don't wear panties, dear, underneath your pajamas. You need to air out your pussycat. In Westchester, they call it a pookie. In New Jersey, a twat. There's powder box, a poochie, a poopy, a peepee, a poopaloo, a poony nana, and a peach. There's Toady, Didi, Nishi, Dignity, Coochie Snorcher, Cooter, Labby, Gladys Siegelman, Va, Wee Wee, Horse Spot, Nappy Dugout, Mongo, Monkey Box, Pajama, Fanny Boo, Mushmallow, Ghoulie, Possible, Tamale, Totita, Connie, a Mimi in Miami, a Split Caniche in Philadelphia, and a Schmendi in the Bronx. I am worried about vaginas.
That's the voice of Eve Ensler herself. It was faintly shocking when Eve Ensler took the stage to deliver the Vagina Monologues for the first time. But that was 20 years ago, and the show has been performed so much in so many places, it's entirely possible that millions of women have performed the set of monologues. They're being performed again this weekend at Southern Oregon University, and we have the two student directors in the studio with us. Demetra Olage, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And Jessica Hole, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Good to have you both here. Lots of productions at SOU. Is it an annual thing now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's annual at the Women's Resource Center that we do the Vagina Monologues.
Mm-hmm. And what's the general impetus to keep it going? I mean, we've mentioned the fact that it gets done a lot everywhere every year, but is there a particular feeling at SOU about why you want to continue to do it?
Do you want me to speak on that?
Yeah.
Okay. I can take it over. So it's one of the biggest kind of like fundraisers that we have for the Women's Resource Center to provide more funding for us and also to give back to other organizations that help and support women, women who have faced domestic violence or sexual assault. I think it's a really important show in general, even though it is kind of in a way older than other shows. It's important for people to go see it and kind of like learn about what it's like for women in the world. And I don't think we have many of those stories like talked about as much. We kind of refuse to show women in this dynamic light. And I think the Vagina Monologues gives a good attempt at it.
Tell us a little more about the mission of the Women's Resource Center. You touched on some of the concerns there, but let's get a broader view of what goes on.
Well, the Women's Resource Center is the resource center located on campus in the SU basement next to the Queer Resource Center. And our mission is really just to provide support and resources for students on campus. We get people connected with other locations on and off our campus, like the Health Resource Center. We have Community Works, who is special at working with people who have faced issues of domestic violence and sexual assault and other things. Obviously, we're really limited because we are a campus-based organization, and it's a campus-based like location, and that's we really focus on the students. So we offer other things that are more centralized for the students, but we also have those resources for them as well.
Let's talk about the vagina monologues themselves now. I mean, because, it's risque material, certainly, you know, by some standards. So Jessica, when you first saw it, how did it hit you before being part of it?
I saw it for the first time last year here at Southern Oregon University, and I hadn't read any of the monologues. So I was very surprised. I was quite taken aback. I mean, some of them are hilarious. Some of them you're just like, oh, what? Are you serious right now? Are you actually talking about them? The one that hit me the hardest was My Vagina is My Village. It's very deep and it's horrific in a way, and it made me bawl. I mean, just, and I was not expecting that at all. It's a fabulous production, and I was so happy that I got to see it, and I'm really happy that I'm a part of it this year.
Demetra, let's talk about your impressions the first time you saw the Vagina Monologues.
Well, I had a little more background in the Vagina Monologues than Jess had. I had actually received the monologues as a Christmas gift the year before I came to college, and then I was involved in the production last year, so I was part of the cast. So I didn't get to see it. I got to be in it, which is, I guess, a different perspective. And I really enjoyed just being a part of the cast, and I agree with Jess. Like, one of the monologues that really hits home is My Vagina is My Village, but personally I have more of a connection with They Beat the Girl Out of My Boy, which is the trans monologue, and I am a transgender woman of color, and so I have more connection to that. But I really think the monologues are pretty funny and hilarious, and it's really great to be working with these people who want to tell these stories.
What sticks with people, do you think, when people leave the Vagina Monologues? Is it the funny and the hilarious, or the deep stuff, like the stuff that you mentioned, Jessica, that made you bawl?
I think that totally depends upon the person and what they're really looking for in their life right then. For me, it was a serious time in my life, and so that the My Vagina Was My Village really hit me very hard. But I think that some of it's so hilarious, and it really gets you to open up and like learn more about vaginas and women and all of this empowerment, and it's really wonderful. So it just kind of depends on the person.
Did the show start tonight? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, the opening night is tonight. The doors open at 6:30.
Okay. Have you had some dress rehearsals with audience members present?
We've had a few dress rehearsals with a few of our ASL interpreters present, but no audience members.
I ask simply because I'm curious to know how much of what you do is also about watching the audience, because the audiences are going to react in a whole bunch of different ways to the Vagina Monologues, too. And I'm curious to know what you see when you look out. You have that experience, Demetra.
Yeah, being in the show last year, I think the audience was very, like, interesting. There was a lot of laughter where we didn't think there would be laughter, and there was a lot of, like, interesting pauses from the audience where, again, we didn't think there would be. So I think it's when it's done differently every year, and I think Jess and I have done it in a different way where we take a different perspective and a different approach to the monologues. I kind of feel like the audience is going to react in a way where a lot of it will be laughter and clapping, but there will be those heavy monologues like that we have set up towards the end that will like leave us in tears.
It seems like any theater worth the price of a ticket is going to make you feel at least a little discomfort. Is it a little higher perhaps for the Vagina Monologues?
I would say that if you're not uncomfortable, then you're not learning.
Really? We're talking about the Vagina Monologues, the presentation, the 15th annual at Southern Oregon University with Jessica Hole and Demetra Olage. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your thoughts, questions, comments about the work or this production, 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Since you've seen this a couple times, Demetra, at SOU, what tends to be the usual gender makeup of the audience?
Last year there was a variety. I think generally, we don't like to just place one typical gender in the performance of it, because not everyone that is in the performance identifies as a woman, and there's other people who have other different identities. So we really try to take that into compass. It is particularly something that we focus and target so that we can talk about these women issues, these things that are going around surrounding women and people who identify as women, and maybe people who are feel like women but don't necessarily identify with them. So making it like more diverse in that sense, I think, brings a different kind of take and a better outlook on the stories that these monologues are talking about.
I ask simply because I wonder if men are afraid to walk into the room because I think it's not for them, about them, or perhaps against them.
I think that's kind of what Jess is talking about. If you're not uncomfortable, then you're not learning. And I don't think if men were to come and see the show, there's nothing about it that is necessarily targeting them as being these awful people, but we want them to be able to hear these stories and understand that we have stories that we need to share too. And I think we are surrounded in this world where we share a lot of the male stories, and a lot of the movie characters and TV characters and book characters that we see are men, and they're so dynamic, and the women are very single, one note. And so the Vagina Monologues is kind of trying to break that barrier and kind of open up the idea that, and the reality, that women have different experiences as well. And I think men coming into the show who are a little hesitant, that's okay. Like, I kind of expect that. But I hope that by the end of the show, you'll be laughing and you'll be kind of understanding what the Vagina Monologues really is and why it's called the Vagina Monologues.
How much flexibility as directors do you have with the material? Because I know Dimitri had mentioned about the heavy monologues at the end, but I mean, is the show in the order that, I mean, you get the script and this is the script, or are there ways in which you as directors can change any of the material in order or anything like that? Get what I'm saying? I mean, can you move the monologues around? Or you're pretty much stuck with, you know, you go from A to Z.
You're technically not allowed to move the monologues around just because of the copyright issues. Mm-hmm. We did move one around just because of an entrance and exit, because there's a change for my short skirt. But besides that, we haven't moved the monologues around. They're Eve Ensler's work, and we like to respect her. So,
mm-hmm. And so how many people are involved in the cast in this edition of the Vagina Monologues?
We have 12 cast members. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have our tech people, which is Lauren Christensen and Logan Teed. And then we have us two as directors, but Demetra is in the show. And we also have different opening acts. So if you count those, that's maybe 20 other people.
What are the opening acts? How do you find stuff that complements the Vagina Monologues?
Well, first we have to find people who are willing to open for us, which was the trip on its own. But I think our opening acts really are going to contribute to the Vagina Monologues this year, because if anyone's ever heard of the SAU Slam Poetry team, they really talk about these issues. They talk about their experiences as people. And I think that's something that we wanted to have, like, included within the show, not just these experiences, but the experiences of other people through art. So we have the Slam Poetry team that's also led by one of my coworkers at the Women's Resource Center, Victoria Morgan. Hey, girl. We have Alyssa McPartlin, who's doing covers of songs that are, like, very female empowering and very, like, own yourself, be who you are. And she's a SAU alumni. She graduated last year. And then we have the Dulcet a cappella group, who are doing performances as well. And one of our cast members is also in the Dulcet a cappella group.
Now, since you have been involved, Dimitra, with two editions of the Vagina Monologues, unless there are more that I missed, but I mean, how different this year's version from last year's version?
Oh, goodness. It's really different. We have a lot more group pieces, and I think that's really interesting because we get more voice in certain monologues, as, like, opposed to last year where we had a few more single monologues instead of putting more people into them. So, like, my angry vagina is voiced with three people instead of one person. So I think that really gives it a dynamic perspective.
And Jessica, how would you characterize differences between putting the Vagina Monologues on stage versus anything else you've done on stage? If it's a very different process, or very different moments in the rehearsal process, that sort of thing.
It's an extremely different process. I did theater all throughout high school, and I started here at Southern Oregon University as a theater student. And I've only done acting, and then I've also done, like, production management and things like that, but I've never directed. It's completely different not being in the show, because I'm used to being in the show but also helping with all these tech things. So being completely technical directing is a totally different dynamic. I would say I've had a lot of fun with it, but it's been a lot of work. And as such, like, as a resource center that only has so much staff, we have to do stage management and all these other things along with directing. So it's been a lot to handle, but it's been really fun. I would say it's different. I feel like I'm a part of the cast, but I'm also a slightly separate, which is a new dynamic for me.
Is there a faculty member overseeing this too, or any?
Yes, technically the coordinator of the Women's Resource Center, Raya, is overseeing the Vagina Monologues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give us the specifics then before we go about when the performances are, where they are, and how much they are.
Okay, so our first show is tonight, the Rogue River Room. Tickets are going to be $12 at the door for students and $15 for community. We're going to have the doors open at 6:30, and opening acts will start at 7, and then the show will go on from there until it's finished. And then again, we'll have ASL or ASL interpreted show on Friday, and the doors are open at the same time, and Saturday will be just a regular show.
All right, so sign language just at the Friday show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good to talk to both of you. Dimitra Olage and Jessica Hole are the student directors of Southern Oregon University's 15th annual production of The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler. Thank you both for joining us today at the Jefferson
Thank
Exchange.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.